This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been voted out of the job in an extraordinary showdown, a first in U.S. history. The 216-210 vote was forced by a contingent of hard-right conservatives and throws the House and its Republican leadership into chaos. McCarthy's chief rival, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, brought forward the motion to vacate. At least 37 people, including two pregnant women, were burned to death after a blast at an illegal oil refinery in southern Nigeria, a local security official and community leader said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The explosion took place in Rivers State. Illegal refining is common in the country's oil-rich Niger Delta region. Impoverished locals tap pipelines to make fuel to sell for a profit. But the practice is often deadly. Nigeria has tried to clamp down on illegal refineries for years, but without much success. Local environmental groups say part of the problem is that powerfully connected politicians and security officials are involved. Oil theft is one of the factors pushing major companies operating in Nigeria to shift their focus to deep water operations.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday discussed the battlefield situation with commanders in Ukraine's northeast, where he visited troops on one of the hottest fronts of the war with Russia. In his nightly video address, Zelensky said he had been near Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, and heard from the commander of Ukraine's ground forces on defense in the area and on offensive actions further south near Bakhmut. This is VOA News. Italian authorities say at least 21 people have been killed when a bus crashed near the city of Venice after falling from an elevated street. The Venice prefect says there are 15 survivors. It was a regular bus line, but there were tourists on board. The crash happened on Tuesday in a suburb of Venice. Local media reports say the bus fell a few meters before crashing close to railway tracks where it caught fire. A shooter opened fire inside a major shopping mall in the center of Thailand's capital, killing at least two people and injuring more before being apprehended. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hundreds of shoppers flee after what sounded like gunshots were heard inside. A South Korean tourist, Pepper Park, who was outside the complex when the shooting took place, describes her experience as she took refuge.
People told me we should run away. And I asked why, and they said because there's some terrorism.
The incident prompted authorities to shut access to the nearby Siam elevated train stop, preventing commuters from exiting. As the evening rush hour began, an intense rain pounded the city. Audio courtesy Jane Juta on X. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kenya's president on Tuesday welcomed the UN Security Council's resolution to send a Kenyan-led multinational armed force to Haiti to help combat violent gangs. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
President William Ruto's remarks came hours after Monday's vote at the United Nations, marking the first time in almost 20 years that a force would be deployed to the troubled Caribbean nation, where gang violence has escalated dramatically with killings, kidnappings, and rape.
I am delighted that today the Security Council has directly answered this call with UN Security Resolution 2699 of 2023.
The resolution drafted by the United States and Ecuador authorizes the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The U.S. is announcing a series of indictments and sanctions against 14 people and 14 firms across China and Canada related to the importing of fentanyl into the United States. It's one of the biggest actions President Joe Biden's administration has taken against the trafficking of the deadly drug. Leaders from the Treasury, Justice, and Homeland Security Departments, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service gathered at a Justice Department headquarters Tuesday afternoon to outline the administration's latest action against what it calls a major China-based syndicate that sold chemicals to American drug dealers and Mexico-based cartels. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.